The Reserve Bank Board has surprised no one by leaving the cash rate at 2.5%, where it's been since August last year. The statement from Governor Glenn Stevens, which accompanies the decision, is almost identical to last month's. The bank still expects growth to be a little below average over the year ahead, and credit growth to businesses has picked up. Mr. Stevens has again indicated the Australian dollar is too high. The Australian dollar jumped further against the greenback following the release of the statement, with many traders expecting stronger wording on the dollar's strength from the RBA. An index on the health of China's manufacturing sector has jumped to a six-month high in June. The official Purchasing Managers Index rose to a level of 51 from 50.8 in May. It follows a rise in the unofficial but closely watched index from HSBC. Meanwhile, Australian Manufacturing Index showed the sector continued to shrink last month. The Australian share market has ended the first day of the financial year lower, with the banks losing the most ground. By the close, the All Ordinaries Index was down 16 points, or a third of a percent, the ASX 200 Index down 0.4%. Nufarm was the worst performer of 5%, Paladin Energy among the best. On commodity markets, spot gold is down just a little in the Asian session, and crude oil eased back overnight.